From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,011th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ferlin Husky.
It's a wonder of wonders, like the magic of spring. How I met you, I loved you, and it changed everything. But the greatest of wonders, just to think it could be, my reason for living is because you love me. Since I know that you need me and your love is so real, my life has a meaning and my faith is so real. I see goodness and beauty that I never did see. My reason for living is because you love me.
Sugarfoot!
Like believing in heaven or that sun follows rain. Love has answered life's question for it, last I can see. My reason for living is because you love me. Since I know that you need me and your love is so real, my life has a meaning and your faith I can feel. Love has answered life's question for it, last I can see. My reason for living is because you love me. My reason for living is because you love me.
Thank you so much, friends, and welcome to another session of the Grand Ole Opry. We feel that we have a nice show for you tonight, and here's our good friend Grant Turner to tell you all about it.
It sure does look like a good show, Ferlin. First off, is Cousin Minnie Pearl with us, along with the Jordanaires.
And our great guitar-picking friend, Chester Atkins, the old Kentucky Wonder himself, String Bean.
Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and the Tennessee Travelers.
And, of course, our very special guest, two fellas from up around Chicago way, Homer and Jethro. We'll be hearing from Homer and Jethro in just a minute, but first we'd like to introduce a quartet that has made a name for themselves in all fields of the music business. Let's make them welcome the Jordanaires as they dig a little deeper.
Well, I want to dig a little deeper in his love, dig a little deeper in his love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I want to dig a little deeper in his love, dig a little deeper in his love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love.
Jordanaires will dig a little deeper. I think everybody kind of dug that one, too. Now it brings us down to our guest stars for tonight. Let's see how much noise we can make for them and make them feel as welcome as we've made the rest of us feel. Homer and Jethro. We got a real treat for you music lovers tonight. Homer and Jethro, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Glad you're with us.
Hey, Ferlin, yeah. Are we going to get paid?
Homer, I told you not to ask him that just yet. Now, wait a minute.
I just want to get paid. Because the bus driver's out here wanting his money.
Well, you don't get no fight. You get paid, but, you know, you have to sing first.
We like to get paid before we sing, Ferlin.
Well, they don't work that way around here. You always got to do your job first, and then maybe you get... Well, you will get paid after you do it.
That's a pretty funny arrangement, buddy.
Yeah.
Would you like for us to do our version of a song that was made famous by a former Grand Ole Opry star?
Yeah. Rendered as only we can render it.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, just...
Well, if Johnny Cash is listening... Well, somebody tie him down, because he don't like to hear us sing this anyway. But I guess things happen that way. Our last record wasn't a hit. They forgot to put a hole in it. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. The reason that it never sold, it's a 9-inch record with a 12-inch hole. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. So we hope you buy this record when you find it on the rack. If you don't like it, just return it and try to get your money back. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Guys had learned this thing. This here record ain't a long play. It's so lousy, it sounds that way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. Johnny Cash made this a hit, but we're gonna put a stop to it. He don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. So we hope you buy this record when you find it in the store. If we don't get one to sell it, they ain't gonna let us make no more. We don't like it, but I guess things will happen that way.
Turner, I would like to congratulate you.
Well, thanks, and a happy George Washington's birthday to you, Ferlin.
No, I'm serious. I really admire the way that you tell the folks about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, that part's easy, Ferlin, especially when I've got a product like DA to talk about. Prince Albert just happens to be America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, I'm sure that it just didn't happen, so tell me about it.
Well, first off, PA gives a man exactly the kind of smoke he wants every time. A cool, tasty, downright satisfying, comfortable smoke without any fuss or bother. Prince Albert is always fresh, and it's crimp cut for longer and more even burning. It tastes good, too, because that special PA process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco, making men, too, swear by PA. It rolls easy, smokes mild and mellow.
So pipe smoker or making man, for smoke you can enjoy every time, get Prince Albert. It's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Neighbors, it's square dancing time now, so here's Tommy Jackson, and he's fiddling along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers. One called Orchid Deer. Turn around, you're going wrong, dancing. Bring on,
Tommy Jackson, Tennessee Travelers. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, it was real great, wasn't it, Furlin? But now, we've come to hymn time on the program, and everybody is anxious and waiting to know what you're going to sing.
Well, Grant, this is a sacred song that I recorded some time back, and ever since, it's been my favorite song that I have out. It's one called The Jordanaires, and with the help of the... Wait a minute, somebody's handing them a guitar to help me now. Thank you for trying to help me. The song is called I Saw God, and the main background in the song is the Jordanaires.
I saw God on the mountain. It was grand beyond compare. How do I know I saw him? Because the mountain was there. I saw God by the seashore, saw his presence everywhere. How do I know I saw him? Because the sea was there.
I saw God in the garden, saw his tender loving care. How do I know I saw him?
A rose was blooming there, but I see God most clearly each night when I go upstairs. How do I know I see him? My
thank you so much, friends, and thanks to the Jordanaires. Now that brings us to the part of the show that I really like. It's guitar picking time by our favorite, Chester Atkins and the Cheek. Chester Atkins and the Sheik. That must have come out about 1922 or 23 when the Rudolph Valentino made the picture of it. Of course, I was just a little fella at the time. But matter of fact, I wasn't even born. But I did see the movie on the Howdy Doody time one day. And the guy comes riding through the deserts and grabs his girl, and it reminds me of our next entertainer. Because she's always wanting somebody to grab her and run somewhere with her. Let's make him welcome Cussin' Minnie Pearl!
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, so here it is, the end of February and getting ready to start March tomorrow. I tell you, I kind of dread them windy March days, you know. Uncle Nabob says you can always tell when you walk down the street, you can tell on a windy day which are the country girls and which are the city girls. He says on a windy day, he says when the winds are blowing, well, the country girls will grab hold of the skirts. The city girls grab hold of the hats. Well, so though I tell you, these fellas around here at the Opry, they all time trying to get a smart one on me. I seen Randy Hughes back here, and he said he'd just come from the cafe down there, and he had him a mother-in-law sandwich. I said, what in the world is a mother-in-law sandwich? He said, cold shoulder and spiced tongue. Smart, Ellie. Well, sir, I tell you, Hezzy, you know my feller Hezzy, well, I had a dream about Hezzy this past week one night, so the next day I said to Hezzy, I said, you know, Hezzy, I dreamed last night that you proposed to me. You asked me to marry you. He said, is that right? He said, reckon what that means. I said, it means you've got more sense of sleep than you have awake. Boy, I tell you, that Hezzy. Talking about Hezzy puts me in the mind of getting married, though, and there's a girl up home, Lena Skillin. She's getting ready to get married come April, and she took me over yesterday to see her brand new house she's got. She's got one of them fancy houses. Got a different room for everything, you know. Real big house. Yes, sir. She's taking me through it, you know, the dining room and the living room and all kinds of rooms. And she had one room she called the den. And I said, the den? What's that for? She said, and she kind of giggled and said, it's mainly for my husband. It's kind of his room. I guess they call it a den because he can just get in there and growl all he wants to. I said, well, boy, I tell you, when I get married, I won't have to have no den. I'll just let my husband growl all over the house, as far as that's concerned. Well, so though, we had a uncle come by just yesterday. He was telling me about it. He had a system he worked out about feeding his hogs less. He said that he took one old hog, and he just kept feeding him less and less and less till he thought he'd just kind of gradually get him used to not eating so much, you know. Yeah. He did, sure enough. I asked him yesterday if how the system worked, and Uncle Nabob said, oh, the system worked fine, but the hog died. But I tell you, before I go, I'd like to say one more thing Uncle Nabob said yesterday. He's all time telling wild tales. He said a long time ago there's a peddler come through Grinder's Switch, and he seen Pete Stubbins, his little old youngest young'un, named Stub Toe is what they call him. And so he said he's trying to sell Stub Toe some shoes. And Stub said, what shoes? He says, why, these here shoes right here. Says you put them on, you walk around in them. Stubbs said, yeah, is that right? And then what happens? Well, so don't forget that tomorrow is Heart Sunday all over the country. And bye now. See you next week. Bye now.
Minnie, I'd like to ask you how Hezzy. How come he wasn't at the party last night?
Oh, one of his friends got stuck without no Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and Hezzy had to take him some.
Well, any pipe smoker caught without any Prince Albert misses the true pleasure and enjoyment of pipe smoking. PA is always so fresh, and it's crimp cut, and that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco. PA just naturally gives a man the comfort and satisfaction that he expects to get from his pipe every time. And making men swear by PA, it rolls easy, smokes mild and mellow. So pipe smoker or making man, if it's a cool, tasty, comfortable smoke you want, don't get caught short. Always have plenty of Prince Albert. It's America's largest smoking, selling. Get some and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Brother Grant?
It's the natural taste, and that's the test.
The fruit prince Albert is naturally best. He smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now, neighbors, it's time once again for our special guest stars. Here they are, Homer and Jethro, singing Jambalaya.
Goodbye, ma'am, we gotta scram down the highway. Stick out your thumb, you son of a gun, going my way. I gotta ride with a guy in a wagon. In a sack on the back, he was a dragon.
Jambalaya, as you fly by, the nanner puddin'. Cause tonight I'm gonna see old Sally Gooden. Danced all night on my feet, wore a blister. Had to sidetrack her nose when I kissed her. On the couch.
That's couch, Homer.
On the couch, side by side, we was a set. And just about the time we started to pet, some big hick throwed a brick through the window. Hit her side, hurt her pride, broke my fingers.
Jambalaya, horse meat pie on the push cart. Flip my lid, always did love that red heart of Prince Albert. It was rough, the meat was tough, but you did slow. Almost choked when some bloke hollered low. Go big. Potted ham and a can of chocolate-coated sardines. When we sing, it sounds just like a cat and dog fight. But we don't sing for money, just for spite.
Homer and Jethro with their version of a great Hank Williams song. And it's a good thing Hank never heard it. That's one thing I got to say.
Is that all you got to say, Pearly?
Well, no, I want to thank you all for being our guests and hope that you can come back
again. It's about
again.
Time you said something. I mean,
sure. Homer and Jethro, thank you so much. Now it's time for our favorite entertainer around here, the Kentucky Wonder, String Bean, with his new big hit record, Trouble Life and Short Living.
As I was laying on my bedside, feeling mighty blue, I'd give this world and half of my life if only I was married to you. It's short life and trouble, few more days to part. Short life and trouble, little girl, poor boy with a broken heart. You know just what you promised, and more than a week ago, you promised that you'd marry me, standing in your mama's door. But now you broke your promise, go marry whoever you may. This old world's so big and so wide, I'll ramble back someday. It's short life and trouble, more days to part. Short life and trouble, little girl, poor boy with a broken heart.
String Bean, that's almost the story of my life.
String's a great entertainer, isn't he?
Sure Perry? Is.
Oh, boy. But right now, I want to find out a little something about you. I understand you just got back from being on one of those big programs up in New York.
Well, I did, Grant. I did a week on another network, television, with a man named Peter Lind Hayes. I enjoyed it, but
It's wonderful to be back home.
We're sure glad to have you back, Quirlin, and it sounds interesting about the trip. We'll talk about it a little more. Right now, I know the folks want a song from you, so here he is, neighbors. Quirlin Husky with one of his new Capitol records, Wrong.
Oh, would it be wrong to love you? You know how much I care. Look at the dreams I've fashioned. Would you desire to share them? Oh, I would be yours forever. If you'd be mine alone, would you be true? Or leave me blue? I wonder, would it be wrong? Is there a secret meaning when you give me your smile? I'd like to know the answer. Have you been teasing all the while? Oh, I would be yours forever if you'd be mine alone. My heart may break, but for my sake, I wonder, would it be wrong? I wonder, would it be wrong?
Neighbors, it sure was nice having you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry, but we got him cut out right now. But before we run out of time, we'd like to have mention here that next week, Ernest Tubb will be the boss man along with Johnny and Jack, along with special guests. Now, this is Quirlin Husky saying on behalf of everybody on the show, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more now, but enjoying it less. Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.